WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Summer reading lists often include celebrity autobiographies and thick, weighty family sagas. Critic Maureen Corrigan just read a short but powerful essay by Salman Rushdie, which she recommends.
When Salman Rushdie was invited to give the Herbert Read Memorial Lecture in England last February, he asked his bodyguards if they thought he could deliver the speech in person. Their response was a panicked chorus of, "What have we done to deserve this?" Rushdie took the hint, and Harold Pinter delivered the lecture for him. It's been reprinted in the latest issue of the literary journal Granta and as a separate pamphlet. The lecture is entitled, "Is Nothing Sacred?" And Rushdie's unexpected answer to this cliched question is, well, sort of. There is something that Rushdie, a non-believer, might call sacred, and that's the novel. He makes a powerful argument here for the novel as the freest and therefore the most necessary form of art. Granted, a lot of people lately have been making statements supporting artistic freedom of expression. But Rushdie's lecture is the most persuasive defense I've read, maybe because he's had to back up his opinions with more than just words. Rushdie didn't choose to be a martyr for art. He had martyrdom thrust upon him. In the interview that accompanies his essay in Granta, Rushdie admits that if he had known what the reaction to satanic verses was going to be, he might have, in his own words, chickened out. In the year and a half since he's been in hiding, Rushdie has done some writing, and he's become a football and TV addict. His favorite shows are 30-something and Dallas. Rushdie has also had plenty of time to think about what got him into this mess, satanic verses in particular, and the subversive power of literature in general. In his essay, Rushdie points out that religion upholds one orthodox language and one set of values above all others. So religion is bound to conflict with fiction, which, he says, has always been about the way in which different languages and values quarrel with each other. Religion tries to give us answers, while literature tells us that answers are easier to come by and less reliable than questions. For Rushdie, the novel is best suited to challenging absolutes because it's the most low-tech of art forms and therefore the one least subject to external controls. The interior space of our imagination can never be closed down. As Rushdie says, the images created there make up a movie that can never be destroyed. What's most moving to me about this essay is its open-mindedness. Rushdie doesn't ridicule the religious belief of his persecutors. He recognizes the desire all of us have to transcend our everydayness. Rushdie's faith in the power of literature both touches and embarrasses me. Like a lot of people, I haven't even read satanic verses, so I wonder what good it is to talk about the liberating potential of novels if we're not reading them. If instead, like Rushdie in his low moments, we're glued to reruns of 30-something and Dallas. But my cynicism comes too easy, and Rushdie has earned his convictions. If anyone knows about the unpredictable power of literature, he does.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Salman Rushdie's essay, "Nothing is Sacred," is printed as a pamphlet carried by bookstores.